Today's topic is about Tainus Esther. So I asked my kids over Shabbos if they knew the source of Tainus Esther. Anybody here know the source of Tainus Esther? Why do we fast on Tainus Esther? I'll tell you, it's not what you guys think, probably. Not because they fasted during the Megillah. Because if you look inside quickly, if you jump to just page, source number 5, the Pasuk says, Lech Knosis Kal Yehudim, that they gather all the Jews together. And Nimtzah Meshushan, those who are found in Shushan, Vetumah alive, and have them fast on my behalf, says Esther. Val Tochlu, Val Tishtu, don't eat and don't drink. Shloshes Yomim Laila Vayom, they shouldn't eat and drink for 3 days, a day and night. So when did this happen? So the Medrash tells us, Esther Abba tells us, this happened, Elu Hain, number 6. We're going to go back to the previous ones in just a second. Elu Hain, Yud Gimel, Yudal Tezvav, Benisan. This happened in Chodesh Nisan. Did not happen in Chodesh Adar. Did not happen in Yud Gimel Adar. So this is not the basis for Tainus Esther. So why do we fast on Tainus Esther? That's the question number one. And we're going to see that there's a unique nature of Tainus Esther throughout these sources. So let's begin with number one. We're going back now, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Megillah Siman Taf Resh Pei Vav that Misanin B'Yud Gimel B'Adar. We know there's a fast of Tainus Esther on the 13th of Adar, and the Rama writes V'Hagav V'Tainus Zeh Ein Chova. It's not a chov, it's not an obligation. And since it's not an obligation, lachein yesh lahakel bo le'esa tzorech. If there's a need, there could be more lenient on Tainus Esther than a typical Tainus Tzibor. If Kogon, an example, Mubaros, or Minikos, a woman who's pregnant or nursing, Olachol Hashem Bosakana, a person who's a little bit uncomfortable, Vafilu Rak Kave Einayim, even a person's eyes are bothering him, there are special kulas that are built into Tainus Esther. So question one is, does the Mechaber agree to this? The Mechaber says it's a regular Tainus, a fast day. Rama says it's a Tainus that's not a Chova. Does that indicate that the Mechaber thinks it is a Chova? Is there perhaps a Machlokas to the nature of Tainus Esther? So let's go through and find out the source of Tainus Esther, because it's not based on what happened during the story of Mordechai and Esther. So the first Mishnah in Maseches Megillah tells us, many of you learned this before, that there are 5 possible days that Megillah can be read. Gemara, the Pasuk tells us, Megillas Esther, Yedalad and Tezvav, Yedalad for the unwalled cities, and the 15th for the walled cities, and Shushan. But if there are certain kfarim, villages, they're not able to read on their own without getting to that sugya, they can read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, if it's the day of Yom HaKnisa. If they would go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, either for Kriyas HaTorah, or to hear Bezdin, have judgment, so if that's 11th, 12th, or 13th, they could read on those days as well. How do you know? The Pasuk doesn't say anything about 11th, 12th and 13th of Adar being days of reading the Megillah. So the Gemara brings Psukim to include the 11th and 12th. But the Gemara does not bring a proof that you can read on the 13th. There is no Pasuk about the 13th. Why not? Because the Gemara says you don't need a Pasuk. The 13th, it's so obvious. You can read on Adar, 13th Adar. Why? So look what the Gemara says in number 3. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, you don't need a Pasuk because Shlosha Sar Zman Kihila L'cholhi V'lo Tarach L'ribuye. Because it's a time of gathering for everyone, and there is no need to include the 13th. It was so obvious, it was part of the whole story. Vada, you're allowed to. It's more certain than the 14th and 15th. The Pasuk had to mention the 14th and 15th. The 13th didn't even need to be mentioned, so of course you could lay in the Megillah on the 13th of Adar. So what happened on the 13th of Adar? What made it so special? So Rashi writes there in the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, number 4 here, he says, Hakol nikalu lihinokem me'oiveihem. They all gathered together to take revenge from their enemies, from Haman and the rest. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar mekomos. Everyone did, no matter where you lived. Kamo shekasa b'sefer. Hilkach, therefore, says Rashi, lo tzarech kral ribuya. You don't need a pasuk to include the 13th of Adar, shehei roi likros, to teach me that it's appropriate to read, because de ikar hanes bo haya. That was the main nace. The biggest miracle happened on the 13th when they were given rishus to go ahead and protect themselves and defend themselves. That was the 13th. There is no need for a pasuk. Of course you could read the Megillah on the Yud Gimel Adar. Now the question begs itself, so why don't we? If it's really the Iker Nes, like Rashi says, so why don't we read on the Yud Gimel? You're allowed to if the Kfarim are coming in earlier, that's only a Heter. Why don't we Lichadchila read on the 13th of Adar? So Chassam Sofer asks us question in number 7. He says, because Lamaisa, we fast on the 13th. So really, look at number 7. He says, Vadai ro'oi haya l'sakin ha-simcha b'yom ha-milchama. Really, we should have established the day of celebration and the reading on the day of the milchama, which is the 13th, Yud Gimel. Vanes, the day of the miracle. Kamo Pesach, just like Pesach, b'yom ha-yetziyah mamish, the day we left is when we celebrate. But there's a technical problem when it comes to Yud Gimel Adar, Achol V'Kaimelon Sheyesh L'Sano. Since we hold that there's an Indian Tefes, V'Yom L'Chemes Amalek, so then E.F. Shar L'Sakin Bo Yom Simcha, V'Nitchal Yom L'Shel Achrav. So it comes out according to Rashi, amazingly. And the Chassam Sofer explains, the greatest Yontif is a 13th of Adar. That's the greatest Simcha, but there's a technicality. Since we're fasting, it's strange to read the Megillah and fast. We can't even party and drink and eat. So it was pushed up, but the Iker Nes was on the 13th. There was no fasting that took place on the 13th of Adar, according to Rashi. Later on, they established it as a day of Tainis Esther, for whatever reason, but during that time, according to Rashi, that was the Iker Nes. So there's no source of Tainis Esther at this point, according to Rashi. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted by the Rush, has a completely different shot here as to what the 13th was. Again, the 13th, the Gemara said, you didn't need a pasuk to say you're allowed to read on the 13th. That was so obvious. It was a zman kehila l'chali. It was a day of gathering. And for Rashi, it was a happy gathering. We were able to protect and defend ourselves. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, look at Rabbeinu Tam writes, number 8, this is the Rush. He quotes a one opinion, he rejects it, then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. I'm reading now the bottom of page number 1, 2 lines down in that paragraph where it says, Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Zman kehila l'cholhi, that means shakol misasvin l'tainis Esther. Everybody gathered for Tainis Esther. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there was a Tainis Esther during the time in the story of Mordechai and Esther. Now this wasn't the same fast we spoke of before, the 3 fast days, that was in Nisan. This was a different Tainis that took place during the time. What was this Tainis Esther? So he explains that Lomar Slichos v'tachanunim, it's a day when all the villagers and the different cities would come to say Slichos, like we say on Tainis Esther. Lefi, Shebo Nekalu Lamor al Nafsham. The Jews stood up for themselves. They gathered together to protect themselves. Fayutzuichim Rachman, they needed Rachman from Shemayim. So they needed to daven. So yes, they were granted permission to protect themselves. But we know the Ikr Mechama comes from davening to Hashem. So they fasted and they davened and they said Slichos. So the halacha is, says the Rabbeinu Tam, we find the same concept of V'chein Matzinu B'Moshe. Moshe she'asa tainis kishenilcham ba'amalek. And when he fought Amalek, he parsed b'shalach, he fasted. How do we know that he fasted? Whoever said he fasted? So he says, D'chsiv v'Moshe Aaron v'chor alo rosha giva. The 3 of them went to the top of this mountain. V'darshinan v'masechas tainis. We learn from Moshe Aaron v'chor, mikan l'tainis Tzibur tzarech shlosha. When you have a tainis tzibur, you need 3 people up there. 3 people, 2 people next to the chazan, like in Yom Kippur. 2 people next to the chazan, you need 3 people up there. What's the basis for Moshe and Aaron Achor? Who said that they were fasting? So Elamai, the Gemara assumes that they were fasting. Why were they fasting? Before you fight against Amalek, you need to ask Hashem for Rachman, Davin, Tachanunim, and Slichos. So Mikan says near the Rabbeinu Tam, from here, Rabbeinu Tam assumes Sod L'Tainis Esther. This is some basis for Tainis Esther. The Rishonim never found such a source for Tainis Esther. They were struggling, they were scrambling around for a source. Rabbeinu Tam says this must be the source. From the fact that the Gemara learns from Moshe, Aaron, and Hur that they fasted, they're about to fight Amalek, so to any other time when you fight Amalek, you need to fast.
So even
the way that it's presented, it sounds like only by Amalek. Now, it would make sense anytime you fight, you should have this. But for some reason, Rishonim and Achronim, the way I've seen at least, they keep connecting it to Amalek. So it might be some Indian of that. I don't know exactly. But you're right. It would be sensible to expand that to any milchama. But this is the source, according to Rabbeinu Tam, for Tainis Esther, She'anu Osim. K'moshe also b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Mistama, he says, even though the pasuk doesn't say they fasted on Yud Gimel Adar, Misama they fasted because they're about to fight Amalek. That's the basis according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam understands that Yud Gimel Adar is a more serious day, the day of Tachanunim and Slichos, while for Rashi it was more of a celebration, a day of Simcha. It was the Ikar Nes. That was a celebration where they're able to protect and defend themselves. That's a very important machlokus between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's just conceptualize that. Is it a day of Simcha? That's a fast day, somewhat of a stira. But still, is it a Simcha and we'll downplay the Tainis aspect? We'll see Nafkaminas. Or is it really a day of Tainis, a real Tainis, a day of Tefillah and Slicha, and a more serious day? That's the machlokus between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, there are a number of Nafkaminas here. One is, I'm not going to read through this one, but Karban Nisanel and the Rush have a debate. When did Tainis Esther begin? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tainis Esther began at the story of Mordechai and Esther, that they fasted. Even though the pasuk doesn't say they fasted on Yigim Adar, that was understood. It was already established from the story of Esther. But according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't have any indication that he holds that there was a fast day then. It sounds some point later on in history, they had established that they should fast on Yud Gimel Adar. That seems to be a later institution, which seems what the Rashi says, it was a Takanas Chachamim. Not a Takanas Anshei Knesset HaGadola. It wasn't from the times of Mordechai, but rather it was a Takanas Chachamim that came about some point later in history. No one could really point to when it happened, when they established it, but it sounds like, according to Rashi, it was really a later institution. So now let me ask you, is Tainus Esther a Tainus Tzibur, or is it a Tainus Yachid? Now everybody fasts, but there's a big nafkamina how you categorize it as a Tainus Tzibur or as a Tainus Yachid.
Aren't we following the model in the Megillah? It's
Oh, so you missed the first point. That was in Nisan. Exactly. That was in Nisan. So that's why that cannot serve as the model for our Tainus Esther, which takes place in Adar. So there's a machlokas we've shown him, actually, whether or not Tainus Esther is a Tainus Tzibor or is it a Tainus Yachid. So I'm not going to go through. There's a bit of an involved piece here in the Ran and the Ritva on page number 2. But they both assume that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Tzibor, which would make sense if you assume that it was something that happened during the times of Esther. Whenever you fight against Amalek, you need to have a Tainus as a Tzibor before engaging in war with Amalek. It's a Tainus Tzibor. That would make a lot of sense. And that's what, look at page number 3, number 13. The Bach writes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, now remember, Rabbeinu Tam is the one who thinks that Tainus Esther already was from the times of Mordechai and Esther. It was a real Tainus Tzibor. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, says the Bach, Afilu mubaros v'adomim lahem. Even a woman who's pregnant and those similar who are weak, someone who is nursing, mechuyovim le'sanos, the divre kabbalah k'divre Torah. This was already established from the times of Esther, which gives it the status of a divre kabbalah, which then makes it almost a level of divre Torah. So no matter how weak you are, it's l'fi zeh tainis zeh chomer tfei midal tzomos. He thinks it's perhaps even stronger than the other four tainis tzibors. So says Rabbeinu Tam, at least the Bach's understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, that this is a real Tainus Tzibor and there are no kulas involved at all.
How do we deal with the issue of we don't even know who Amalek is in this dar, and yet we're what? We're not going to mamish war against Amalek nowadays.
So but if Purim is celebrating our defeat, somewhat of a defeat of Haman and Amalek, not entirely, of course. So now we're reenacting what happened then. So they fasted back then during Esther's time, and we're.
But seemingly the chumrah should apply then, not now. In other words, the chumrah is based on we're about to fight Amalek, and therefore you have these chumras of fasting.
No, we are reenacting what we. Just like the Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed in Tisha B'Av, but we still fast on Tisha B'Av. So it's using that as a model. What happened then, we're doing now.
But Tisha B'Av, you're going back to a past event, and the fact is that it's not rebuilt, and therefore that's ultimately what Tisha B'Av is about. But when it comes to this, you're not Badafka fighting Amalek. In other words,
who says so? Just like Pesach, like Ki'ilu, as if Ki'ilu Yatsa Mitzrayim, as if we're leaving now. So too, when we are reading the Megillah, it's as if we're destroying Haman and Amalek. In fact, the Torah's Kohanim writes that when we read Parshas Amalek, it's Ki'ilu, we are defeating Amalek as well, every time you read it. So it is a reenactment, and therefore there's a Tainus Tzibor that's demanded the day prior to fighting with them. So that's all according to Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that this Tainus Tzibor is based on what happened during the times of Esther. There was this Tainus that took place prior to Amalek, to the fight. But the Ritva writes in number 14. Ritva right there in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, he says, I'm going to read the whole Ritva line and the text here. We call Makom Lamatino Tainus Zeh Bechlal Tzomos. We don't find any source of Tainus Tzibor included in the Tzomos of Hashem Gzeres Chachamim. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Pesukim. Chazal don't speak about it in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't speak anywhere about Tainus Esther. There's no Gemara about this. Ela Ke'en Tainus Yachid Hu. It's a Tainus Yachid, as if you and I took upon ourselves a personal Tainus. Person had a bad dream. There's an in to fast for a bad dream. You took upon yourself a Tainus Yachid. Even though we all have to, because we have a certain Masorah that we have to keep, it wasn't b'toras a Tainus Tzibor, and therefore you would tzarech Kabbalah mi'bod yom. The halacha is, what nafka mina between a tainis tzibur and a tainis yachid is, do you have to make a kabbalah, the mincha before, that I'm about to go into a fast the next day? So if it's a tainis tzibur where we all took upon ourselves, Shavas Ratamas, Asar Bateves, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedalia, those are tainis tzibors, we don't need to make a kabbalah. Already we're part of the tzibur, we must fast. A tainis yachid, if I just wake up one day and say I want to fast, it's a great way to lose weight, but it's not going to be considered a fast unless I took a neder, that I'm going to fast. If you look at this siddur, I don't have it, at the end of mincha, there's a little like ribon olam or yehi ratzon that you would say that tomorrow I'm taking upon myself a fast. That you must say for a tainis yachid, otherwise it's not a tainis yachid. So says the Ritva, that tainis Esther is a tainis yachid, even though we all took upon ourselves, but it's a Torah, it's betoras tainis yachid, and we need a kabbalah prior to fasting. So I've seen people make this, say a little statement. I've heard people announce it before davening, the mincha before tainis Esther, that person should say that little paragraph at the end of mincha to take upon themselves this tainis. It's a chumrah. One could say it. So is it a tainis yachid or is it a tainis tzibur? That's one nafka mina. Do you require kabbalah the day before? Look at the Rambam. What? No, if you assume it's a tainis tzibur and some do, then you don't need to make that kabbalah. So that's a nafka mina.
You must say it.
Exactly. Right. To be yotze all the shitas, so then one should say that kabbalah the day before tainis Esther.
Tainis tzibur, you're saying that it's not
pogea? Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take away, it doesn't add. So look at the Rambam shita. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam writes, in this is number 15, it's found in Hilchos Tainios Perkei, Halacha Dalet. I'm reading just the bold here. The arbas yimeat somos, four, which doesn't include Tainis Esther. Four tzomos, ha'elu, ha'rehein, mefurashim be'kabbalah. And he goes on to explain, tzom ha'revi, tzom ha'chamishi, tzom ha'shvi, that refers to Shavas Batamas and Tisha B'Av, and tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves. But then halacha, hey, he separates. V'nohagu, emphasis on v'nohagu, there is a custom of Kol Yisrael b'zmanam elu, le'is'anos b'shlosha asar ba'adar, zeicher le'tainis she'is'anu b'mei Haman. To remember that the fast that they took upon themselves during the story of Haman and Esther and Mordechai. And the Magid Mishnah points out that since it's only a minhag, it seems that he doesn't say all of this, but seemingly he would agree to the Ritva that it was only b'toras tainis yachid and not a kabbalah b'toras tainis tzibur. So this is a Rambam Shita as well. And that's now how we could explain the Shulchan Aruch. We start off with the Shulchan Aruch. This is number 17 again. The Mechaber writes, Misanim b'yud gimel ba'adar. He says, we fast. There's no qualifications. There's a fast day on yud gimel adar. Rama tweaks it. Rama says, V'tainis zeh eino chova. It's not a requirement, meaning it's a reshus, or maybe a strong minhag. So it sounds like the Rama paskins, like the Rambam, and like the Ritva, that's only tainis yachid. It's a much weaker tainis. While the Mechaber says, no, there's a full-fledged tainis. It's a tainis tzibur. That seems to be the machlokus between the Mechaber and the Rama. Further, we find another discussion about this same machlokus, whether it's a tainis tzibur or tainis yachid. Or I'll say it differently. Is it a more serious day, like the Rabbeinu Tam, a day of tefillah and tzlicha? Or like Rashi said, it's really the ikar nes, it's a simcha, it's a happy day. We happen to fast, but that fast is a much weaker fast day. It's a tainis yachid, but it's really a day of simcha, according to Rashi. So there's machlokus. What happens when tainis falls out on Shabbos like this year? Yud Gimel Adar is on Shabbos. Of course, we don't fast. There are only two fast days that we fast on Shabbos, or in theory, would fast if it falls out on Shabbos.
Asar B'Teves.
Right. If Asar B'Teves falls out, Yom Kippur. And then the third one, a tainis chalom. If a tainis person has a bad dream Friday night, the Gemara says you could fast on Shabbos as well. But then you have to fast again on Sunday to make up for fasting on Shabbos. So there are really three possible fast days you could fast on Shabbos. Tainis Esther is not one of them. Everybody agrees you push it off. But why do you push it off? So some say you push it off to Thursday.
So, very good.
So what we don't do that though. I mean, Emakdim L'Paranios means we should push it later, not bring it earlier. The Mishnah says, and he's referring to Maseches Megillah, that when it comes to laning the Megillah, let's say, so we can make it come earlier. We don't mind bringing the day earlier. Let's say Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. When do we fast Tisha B'Av?
Sunday.
We push it off to the 10th. Why not make it earlier? The Gemara says, Ein Makdim Es Aparanis. We don't want to bring bad things sooner. Tisha B'Av is a bad day, so we push it off. But when it comes to Tainis Esther, we actually bring it earlier. So let's go through what the Rishonim explain. Why do we make it earlier? Why do we bring Tainis Esther earlier? And why don't we do it on Friday, let's say? Everyone agrees you can't do it on the 15th. but why don't you make it on Friday? Why not make it on? Why do you make it on Thursday? So the Rush writes in number 18, Ma she'anu makdimim hatainis liyom hachamishi. The reason why we have the fast day on Thursday, Heicha shechal Purim liyos b'shemotzei Shabbos, when Purim is on Sunday like this year, which means Tainis Esther should really be on Shabbos, so why not have it on Erev Shabbos, the fast day? L'fisha ragilin b'tainis laharbos b'slichos u'b'tachanunim. Because it's a day of tefillah, it's a serious day. V'lo yitochein lasos kein b'Erev Shabbos. It doesn't make sense to have such a fast day on Erev Shabbos. L'fisha lo yuchlu l'troach l'chavod Shabbos. Because you're not able to really involve yourself in the preparing of Shabbos. So we make it on Thursday. But the Rush is clearly assuming that Tainis Esther is a more serious day. It's a day of tefillah, a day of tachnunim, a Tainis tzibur.
So why not on Shabbos?
Why not on Shabbos? Because it's Shabbos, you have to have oneg Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast. Yom Kippur is a special day.
So it's
also, that's a big, another discussion. It's a whole different discussion. It's a special din of the 10th day. But it's I don't want to get involved in that discussion, but you're right. What? Oh, fine. So now the Ritva writes in number 19, though. He says differently. Ritva says, you know why we push it off to Thursday and not Friday? He says, the fishein lo ikir gomer. There's no real source for a Tainis Esther. Nagu kishachal perm bechad el Shabbos lesanos b'yom chamishi shalafana. We push off to Thursday. V'yafal pishu yom yud aleph. Even though it's the 11th, it turned out that Thursday is going to be the 11th of Adar, really early. V'lo haya lo yom kila. That wasn't the day they got together. There's also not a concern. V'les banami mishim akdume peranus olo makdimim. What Rav Aaron's question was, how could you bring fast days earlier? We push Tisha B'Av off later to Sunday. How could you usher in Tainis Esther earlier? Isn't that bringing a fast day, Peronios, earlier? No, because fast Tainis Esther isn't a sad day. Tainis Esther was a Iker Nes Hayasham. It was a Yom Simcha. We fast just to fast, but that was the Iker. There's no real basis for fasting on Tainis Esther. And that's what the Shiltas writes as well. In number 20, he says, the reason why we push it to Thursday is because Mipnei Shehu Nes. It was a Nes that happened, like Rashi says. It's a day of Simcha. Now, it's a very strange day. It's a very confusing day. We are fasting, but it's supposed to be a happy day. But that's part of the discussion here. So again, just to review before I go through a number of important nafkaminas now. So on one hand, we say that it's really a Tainis Tzibur, which happened during the times of Haman. Whenever you fight Amalek, you need to fast, learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Aaron V'chur. So it's a real Tainis Tzibur. Or do you say it's really just a Tainis Yachid? The Yud Gimel Adar is a day of Simcha. It's a day to celebrate the Iker Nes, like Rashi says. And therefore, it would only be a Tainis Yachid. Is it a Tainis Tzibur? Or is it Tainis Yachid? We said the first Nafkamina is, do you need a Kabbalah on the Mincha prior? Tainis Tzibur does not require a Kabbalah of the fast, but Tainis Yachid does require a Kabbalah of the fast. So there are a number of Nafkaminas now. So number one, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, you are allowed to get married the night of Tainis Esther, Leil, going in Yud Gimel, Leil Yud Gimel, going into Tainis Esther, there's no fast yet. The other fast days, even though we don't, certainly Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av, you can't fast, and rather you can't get married because it's already Tisha B'Av. But even the other Arba Tzomos, where there's no inyane avelus at nighttime yet, we don't start the avelus until the morning of, there's a halacha, you cannot get married that night, leading into Shavas Batamas, leading into Asar B'Tavis, and so on. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to Tainis Esther, you are allowed to get married the night before Tainis Esther, because it's not really a Tainis Tzibur. It's really a day of Simcha, and therefore it doesn't pose any contradictions to the day of Tainis Esther. So that's one nafkamina. Others argue, but that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's shita, you are allowed to get married on Leil Tainis Esther. Another discussion. Mr. Brewer says, we know on Tisha B'Av for at least 9 days you're not allowed to take a bath and you can't do laundry. So what about fast days? Are you allowed to take a bath? Are you allowed to do laundry on a fast day? So Mr. Brewer brings down that it is room to be machmir and not to take showers on a regular fast day. Asar B'Teves, Shavas B'Tamas, not to do laundry on those days. Remember in camp in Shavas B'Tamas, so we didn't know these halachas. Maybe we definitely didn't know the halachas, but it was very hot in camp in Shavas B'Tamas. We would just like go in the shower all day in our bathing suit to just, we were in air conditionings back then, so we'd go in the shower. But it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, a person should not shower or do laundry on Tainis Tzibur. So what about Tainis Esther? Is there an Indian to not shower in Tainis Esther? Is there an Indian not to do laundry on Tainis Esther? So there's a beautiful Sefer, Shalmei Toda, he got many years ago. So he thinks, he's Mechadesh, that since Tainis Esther is unique, one perhaps would be able to take a bath or shower on Tainis Esther and also do laundry on Tainis Esther. What about if you are not able to fast Tainis Esther? do you have to be mashma? Do you have to make it up? There's halacha, if you miss a tiny tzibur person, sick or whatever the case might be, do you have to be mashim? Do you have to make it up? So the halacha is you're supposed to really make up a missed fast day. But when it comes to Tainus Esther, he's mechadish as well. He thinks perhaps there's room that one would not have to make up a missed Tainus Esther because it's not really a Tainus tzibur. It's really a day of simcha, the zecher of the nes that happened. What? So it's by idea. That's a good question. It's supposed to be a zecher of something. Right. So that's a good kasha. That's why all the Rishonim are scrambling around. There's been a mesorah we've had for many generations, but they didn't have a good source for it. So Rabbeinu Talmud thought maybe the Yud Gimel Adar, that is Zman Kila, maybe that's the source for it. There's a mesorah we have. We can't really break the mesorah. But no one really found a really good reason why. And Rabbeinu Tam thought there was a good reason, but according to Rashi, where he thinks that Yud Gimel is really the Ikar Nes, it's not so clear why we fast, but we do.
Perhaps we can describe the dual nature of the day because it's Yom Nekama. I mean, it's a simcha in that we have victory, but it's a Nekama because we actually have to do the dirty work, as opposed to Kriyat Yamsuf, where it was a miracle from Am Shamayim. I mean, here obviously Hashem is allowing you to do it, but you actually have to get your hands dirty and kill the enemy. So there's an aspect of simcha, but there's on the other hand, there's an aspect of a serious, you know, sakana
I hear that. Could be. It's trying to balance out those two, those dual concepts of it being simcha and also it's danger.
It's not a simcha on like a Kriyat Yam Suf. It's a different kind of sin.
For sure. The nes that we were given permission to protect ourselves, but at the same time we posed a serious danger upon ourselves while defending ourselves. We weren't given like permission to kill everyone without them. They also had to protect themselves. So it became a dangerous day, and therefore maybe there's some level of seriousness we have to take into account. Could be. Another nafkamina is brought down. What about the Deva Bris? Deva Bris or Deva Chasan? A Chasan during Shivas Yimei Mishta. So does he have to complete that fast day? If the bris takes place on Tisha B'Av or Shavas B'Tammuz, so we say he should fast until the end of the day, typically. Some say there's room to be mekil after mincha time to break the fast. So he suggests when it comes to Tainus Esther, there's no reason, it's not Yesh L'Hakel, he says Vaday after mincha time, the Baal Bris can break the fast and the Chasan can break the fast. These are a few different examples of how we see Tainus Esther is more unique. I'll give one last example, perhaps in Afkamina. I didn't see this anywhere.
For the bris.
So the way it works for Tisha B'Av, for example, is they make it last few moments. The bris is the last day, part of the day, and then after the breakfast is when they have the mishta.
That's what they do on Tanis
Esther. So I've never been to one. I don't know how they would actually. They probably would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They would do it, make sure the mishta would be right after mincha time, and then go into the evening. That's my guess. Now, what other Afkamina might be, and I had this experience myself, is the following. When my, when my second daughter was born, Yocheved, so I was learning I'm trying to remember, was it her? It may have been Yeshaya. So my oldest boy, Yeshaya, he's the one who comes to shul with me, that cute little kid. So Yeshaya, when he was born, I was learning in YU at the time, and I got a call from my wife that she's going to labor. So I was driving back, I was going through Queens. What?
I said, good, you drove back.
I decided to drive back. There are other times I didn't drive back. Other times I wasn't as quick to be there on time. But this time I was, and a little too quick, that I was going through Queens, those who are familiar with Queens, right near the Van Wyck, one of the side streets I went through. I kind of bopped through one of the stop signs, looked both ways and went, but didn't come to a full stop. And then there was a cop waiting, pulling me along with 15 other cars over, giving tickets, not even letting me explain myself. And before I knew it, 5 minutes later, here's the ticket, and he didn't have time for me. Okay, so I knew if my wife gave a birth the next day or two, I would have a good reason, a good excuse. So I got the ticket and I appealed it, and I got the court date. It was on Tainus Esther. So I wasn't sure if I should be excited or not, because the Gemara tells us in Adar is a good zman to take someone to Bezdin. But I wasn't sure if Tainus Esther has that same mazel, it's a Tainus. So perhaps this Indian, it's Tully on whether Tainus Esther is really a Tainus Tzibur, and maybe it's not, does not have that same mazel, or maybe it's really a day of Simcha, and it's only a Tainus Yachid, it does have that same mazel. So to finish off the story, what happened? So I went to the DMV down here, Rockaway Turnpike, and I got my papers. My wife had given birth. It was the next day she had given birth, but still it was in that time frame. So I had all the papers and a file, And I haven't been to many of these court cases, these traffic courts, but the way it works is that they call up the officer and the violator, the driver, and if your officer isn't there, so then you're like off the hook. There's one officer there, and I think this was my officer. I don't really remember. They all look the same, and then, you know, the same uniform. I didn't remember his face. It was so quick. So they've called the first few people, and then the officer wasn't there, so they were dismissed. So they called me up, and I was there, and then they called the officer. It was my officer who was there. So we're both standing up there. And then the judge says to the police officer, I don't know the terminology, he said something, are you ready to prosecute, or whatever the language was. And he said, no. And the judge says, huh? Well, you're here and he's there. Why don't you want to discuss the case? He shrugged his shoulders. He said, okay, dismissed. So I looked at the clerk. I said, what do I do? He says, nothing. Go home. You're done. And that was it. So I had that mazel of going to a Beis Din on Mamash Adar. It was Tainis Esther. So maybe from that story you could prove that Tainis Esther is a day of Simcha, a day of the mazel. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day off.
Thank you.